Hi, everybody, and welcome to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today we're taking you through our translation unit for this month. The first pair of sentences we're going to look at is about personality tests. Is this the sort of thing you would take, either as a more serious one or just like the online, you know, like which Pokemon are you kind of thing?
I don't do those tests.
Mm-hmm.You don't think there's any point?
Maybe I did a couple of them when I was younger, when I was in high school, but I don't remember the results.
I've done some of the online ones, but you can kind of game them. You can cheat them because you're like, I know what answer will lead to what result. And a lot of the times that those tests, they're like, none of those answers apply to me. So if there's not a none of these choice or an all of these choice or something like that, then they're a bit limited.
So, have you ever taken the one that we are talking about here? The MBTI?
I might have done. I remember we covered it for another one of our company's publications a few months back, and I might have gone through some of the test. And I did another similar one with different letters like a long time ago, but I know what my personality is.
So, can you use three adjectives to describe your personality?
I would say creative. Mm-hmm.I would say grumpy. Mm-hmm. I would say detail-oriented.
Yeah, very much.
I like the details.
Good.
Okay, so Elsie is right. One of the personality tests that's been popular for quite some time is the MBTI. I think it's like Myers-Briggs something something. I forget what
test?
The TI... I think it's more than just test. I think, or like Myers-Briggs test indicator or something. I think the I is there to show that this isn't a definite. It's just a hint towards what your personality might be like. It's something like that. And Myers-Briggs are the people who came up with the test or person. I think it was a mother. It might have been a mother and daughter. But they used a few other ideas about psychology to create this test. That's a subject for another time. We're going to talk now about the sentences that we have in today's article. And the first one is...Recently, the MBTI test, which is related to personality traits, has exploded in popularity among young people.
这句话的中文是呢，近来与人格特质相关的 MBTI 测验在年轻人之间人气大涨。那时态呢，我们要用现在完成式哦，去表达从过去某个时间点开始，持续到现在的事情。
So recently just means...In recent times, but it is an intentionally vague phrase. It could mean anything from in the last couple of days to in the last few months to in the last few years. You generally need a bit of context to kind of help you work out how recent. The main message from recently is it's not a long time ago. It's not something that's likely to have stopped. So in this case, this personality trait...And this test, it's probably been popular for at least a few months, maybe a year or two. And maybe that's how long it's kind of been in vogue. It's been a trend. But it has existed for many, many decades. But maybe it's just going a big surge in popularity at the moment. And here's another way we can use recently. I've recently begun working out at the gym.That's likely to have been maybe a couple of weeks, maybe a month.
近来我们可以用Recently, 或是 lately, 还有一个刚 Pat 有提到的就是 in recent times. 那这个用法呢常常与现在完成式也就是 have 或是 has 加上过去分词来表示。那还有就是现在完成进行式也就是 have has 加上 been 再加上 ving, 或者是过去简单式也可以跟它连用哦。那另外啊如果要表示意思相似的近年来那就可以说 in recent years.那这边提供的例句是 The percentage of young people who are getting married has gone down in recent years. 近年来结婚的年轻人比例是有所下降的。
So the MBTI test, it's a personality test, okay? But personality can be a pretty broad subject and you could have all kinds of different personality tests. So using this phrasal verb, be related to... kind of narrows it down a bit to show exactly what this test is connected to, what it's about. And in this case, it's personality traits. We'll talk about what that means in a moment, but all we need to know here is using be related to just helps us connect this thing to this thing. It shows that there's a link. You might say, for example, the next unit in the history textbook is related to World War II, or it's about World War II.
当我们要表示与点点点相关有关的时候呢，除了 be related to 之外，也可以用 be about， 好，就是用到 about 这个介系词，或者是 be connected with， 还有一个是 be linked to， 好，这些都可以使用。那这几组的词语之后呢，常接的是名词、名词片语，或者是动名词，或者是动名词片语，以表示与主词相关的事物。所以呢，我们可以放在像这样子的句子里面 ，the increase in traffic is connected with the new shopping mall opening downtown. 交通量的增加与市中心新开幕的购物中心有关系。
So a trait is something that we have. It's something we were born with or developed very early. And it could be a physical trait, like having a good sense of smell, or being a little ambidextrous, which means that you can use both hands. Like a lot of left-handed people will learn how to use their right hand pretty well because it's often how they're taught or how they copy. But that often means they can use both hands, whereas a right-handed person like me, my left hand is almost useless. It can't do that much at all.
Mine too.
Yeah. But a personality trait is more about who we are, how we act around others. And it's more about a tendency. It's not 100% a golden rule all of the time. It's just...This is what we tend to be like. Are we outgoing or shy? Are we leaders or followers? Now, you can overcome your personality traits and act in a different way. If you're shy, you can still be an outgoing person. You just kind of fight through the shyness. If you tend to be a follower, you can still make yourself lead sometimes. But your trait is kind of what you prefer and what you would default to if there was nothing stopping you.You might say, for example, if you were talking about a physical or slightly more intellectual trait, one of Roland's traits is that he has a good memory, especially for numbers. So that's not to do with his personality, it's just the way his brain works.
OK, 所以我们说到呢人格特质啊中英文我们译作 personality traits, 那虽然 personality 跟 character 翻译到中文里面呢都是讲个性性格对不对但是差别在于呢当你用 personality 的时候它涵盖更广泛的个性特点包括行为习惯啦情绪反应等等那当你用 character 的时候呢它更多指的是人品方面的特质所以两个字其实还是有相差的
And this particular test, the MBTI, has exploded in popularity. And if something explodes in popularity, it's exactly what it sounds like. It becomes very popular, very fast.Kind of like an explosion is very big and very fast, and it's quite sudden. Things that explode in popularity do often stop becoming popular just as quickly, though. It's kind of a craze. It's a big thing for a year or 6 months, and then it kind of fades away again. It has its big boom, and then it busts. You might say, for example, the new mobile game exploded in popularity as soon as several celebrities started admitting playing it.
当我们要表示人气大涨的时候啊，可以用 explode 这个动词来带，因为 explode 我们都知道它是爆炸的意思，对不对？所以当你听到 explode in popularity， 那就是人气大涨。还可以用 surge 这个动词来代换，好，我们可以说 surge in popularity。那如果想要表达相近的风靡一时、大受欢迎，我们可以用 become all the rage， 或者是 be a big hit。那像是呢我们可以把它放在这样的句子里面 Plant-based diets have become all the rage among health enthusiasts 植物性饮食在健康爱好者中间已经成为一种热潮
So should this test be all the rage? Should it be as popular as it is? Is it a really good idea? Well, that kind of is covered in sentence 2 in our translation article part A And it saysWhile this test can help us understand ourselves, we shouldn't confine our analysis to one test.
这句话的中文是呢，虽然这项测验能够帮助我们了解到自己，但是我们不应该把自己的分析局限在这一项测验上面。那时态呢，我们要使用的是现在简单式，因为在描述的是一个事实。
So what we're saying is that, yeah, the test can be useful, like any of these tests can be useful.An emphasis on the word can. They could give you a few clues. They might explain, oh, that kind of explains why I'm a bit like that. It might just give you a few good adjectives that you could put on a resume or covering letter or a self-introduction to describe yourself if you pick the positive traits. But it doesn't mean that if you're that characteristic, if you got that result in your MBTI test, that is who you are, that is all you are, and you can't be anything different.
So what should we do? We should take more tests to find out who we are, or just take time to understand ourselves.
Exactly the second one. Yeah, take some time. Think about that. If the test suggests that you don't like doing a certain thing, but you know that you have to, at least maybe the test will help you recognize that, and you can act on it. And all of these reasons are why we're using this sentence with while at the start, because while can be a time word, I was doing this while this happened, it can also be a contrast word. And when it is, it generally starts either a sentence or a clause. It could come at the start of a sentence or in the middle of one if it's presenting the contrast after the main clause.Either way, it's used to contrast the first clause of a sentence with the second one. For example, while Richard likes to stay home, John enjoys going out with friends.
While 这个字呢，它是个连接词，它有两个意思。第一个意思呢，就是我们以前学过的当点点点的时候。那第二个意思就是这边要介绍给同学们的，解释为虽然。那用法呢，注意不能跟 but 来搭配使用哦。所以第一个，当我们用到连接词 while 或是 although 或是 though， 后方要加上第一个主词跟第一个动词，逗号之后再接上第二个主词及第二个动词。那第二个，我们也可以用介系词或介系词偏语。来做搭配，像是呢 despite 或是 in spite of 或者是 regardless of， 加上名词或 ving， 逗号之后再加上主词跟动词，或者是我们也可以说 despite、in spite of 或者是 regardless of 加上 the fact， 加上 that 之后再加上子句，也就是第一个主词、第一个动词，逗号之后再接上第二个主词跟第二个动词。那这边有两个例句提供给同学们哦。第一个是啊 ，despite saving money for months， Stanley still couldn't afford the vacation。虽然 Stanley 已经存了几个月的钱，但他仍然付不起度假的费用。第二个例句是 ，in spite of the fact that Ted and Joan had little in common。They became great friends. 尽管 Ted 和 John 没有太多的共通之处，但是他们还是成为了好朋友。
So like we said, the idea of this sentence is that the test isn't going to give you all the answers. A personality test will give you suggestions and clues, maybe a few things to act on. And that's why the second part of the sentence says we shouldn't confine our analysis, our view of our personality, to just one test. To confine means the same as to limit. We shouldn't go, I've taken a test, that's it, I don't need to take any more. We should do other things. Yeah, maybe take a few tests, maybe ask other older, wiser people, hey,What kind of person am I? You know, your boss, your teacher, your parents may give you an idea. You can think about how you behave. You can ask people you trust, is this what kind of person I am? But also, you can figure it out for yourself and decide it. So back to the word confine. Let's see how else we can use this. Let's not confine our shopping to one department store. There are others nearby that we can visit.
把点点点局限在我们可以用 confine 这个动词或者是 limit 加上人或东西之后再接上 to 以及一个名词或是动名词那表示呢把人或物限制住所以我们可以说 The doctor limited Lewis to light exercise after the surgery 医生限制 Lewis 在手术之后只能做轻度的运动
So that's the end of our first pair of sentences We're going to take a break right now and then we'll be back with part B Hi, everyone. Welcome back to our translation unit. We're on part B, and again, we've got a couple of sentences to look at. But before we do, now, Elsie, you're in the position of both having been a Taiwanese student、mm-hmm. and now being a Taiwanese teacher.
Yes.
So do you think the hours that students have to attend school, is it better now than when you were younger, or has it gotten worse?
No, I think pretty much the same.
Pretty much the same?
Yeah, we used to have 8 hours...Mm-hmm. At school, every day, I think there were like 8 classes or 9 classes、
Oof.
A day.
Oof.
Yeah, and then after that, you have to go to Bushiban.
Right. But hasn't the government made some rules to say、
no.
schools can't start earlier than a certain time、
really.
Now?
Not really. Nope.
People won't follow them.
So they still have same school hours now.、Mm-hmm. And I think it's a lot more competitive for the students nowadays、
Oof.
Than before.
Okay.
So maybe it's a lot worse for them.
That's no fun at all. And that's kind of what the second sentence is about.、and it's not just the working hours. It's also what they do in those hours, particularly, and this is something I noticed when I was a teacher in Taiwan,、mm-hmm. tests, tests, and more tests.
Yeah, study for tests and take tests.
Yeah, because that's obviously the only way you can do learning. Conversations and applied knowledge don't matter, do they?Or do they?
They do matter a lot, but it seems that they don't emphasize those
well,
kind of stuff.、
Here. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's an argument that could be an entire argument of its own in an article. Let's just look at our translation and its phrases and words. So the sentence is, according to a survey, due to excessive exams, Taiwanese high schoolers study over 10 hours a day, which exceeds adult work hours.That's just terrible.
这里的中文是呢，根据一项调查，由于过多的考试，台湾的高中生每天学习超过10个小时，这超过了成人的工作时间。那时态是个事实，所以我们要用现在简单式。
And of course, excessive just means too much or too many. Excessive exams means there are too many exams and tests. I even heard of stuff called break time tests. Like, you don't get a break.You take an extra test during、
oh,
your break.
That's so bad.
I know. Like,、you don't need to rest your little robots. That,
you need your brain to rest?
Yeah.
So
no,
that
do
you
a
can
test
learn
in
better.
Your, do a test in your break time.
Oh,
that
no.
That means you won't be noisy and run around.
难怪会用 excessive 来形容，因为呢 excessive 这个形容词就是过多的，那表示呢某件事物超过了必要或是合理的范围，那通常是有负面含义的。那跟它呢字形相似的有一个字是 excess， 那它的含义却是不相同的哦。做形容词的时候啊，它通常是更中性的，用来指超出范围、额外的、多余的部分。那它可以做名词来使用，指超过所需或是允许的量。After paying all the bills, Julia found she had excess funds to contribute toward her emergency savings fund. 缴完所有的账单之后， Julia 发现她有多余的资金可以存入她的紧急储蓄基金当中。
Now, one thing about the word excessive, it tends to mean bad for you in some way. It's not just too much, but it can be used to mean like too much for anyone's health or sanity, or excessive rain, for example, is bad and causes floods. So you might say excessive exercise can cause you injuries and it won't help your health. Now, that sentence that we started with has a relative pronoun on it, in it.And it's one of those that begins a non-defining clause. So the information which we give in that clause, it's not absolutely necessary to define a noun or understand the first sentence, but it does provide new, extra, useful and interesting information. Now, in those clauses, we tend to use the word which as the pronoun following a comma. And sometimes it can modify just a noun, but in this case, the relative clause is modifying the entire first clause, not just a single noun. And I can give you another example of that kind of clause. My boss was late for work today, which was lucky because I was late as well.
非限定关系子句呢，这边用到逗点加上 which 加上一个动词，那用来补充说明，即使删除呢，也不会造成语句的不完整。那先行词呢，通常是世界上唯一一个事物。那这个用法 关系代名词前方必须要有逗点，而且你不能把 which 换成 that， 是不允许的。那例句呢，再给同学们一个 This is a portrait of my mentor who inspired me to pursue a career in science. 这是我导师的肖像画，他激励我追求科学领域的职业生涯。
Now, in our original sentence, we had the word excessive, which is an adjective, and Elsie also mentioned the noun form, excess. Now, we're going to talk about the verb form, exceed. To exceed something means to go beyond what's needed or required, or go beyond the limits that have been set. And often, it's going beyond what's recommended, or ordered, or is actually healthy for anybody. So by exceeds adult hours, we mean it's more than the number of hours which most adults work. I work 8 hours a day, fair enough. But if a kid is studying 10 hours a day.
2 hours and, more.
Yeah, and they're like more easily tired. Kids need more rest. They need more off time.
Yeah, so they probably go to bed by 11 p.m. and then...
Which is way too late.
Get up at 6 or 7 a.m.
Which is insane. Mm. So yeah, they work harder than adults do, which is not right at all. Here's another way we can use the verb exceed. You'll get in trouble if you exceed the speed limit while driving.
超过我们可以用这个动词也就是 exceed 来说，也可以用 go beyond 或者是 be more than， 所以呢我们可以放在这样的句子里面， The beauty of the landscape goes beyond what words can describe， 这一片风景的美丽远超过言语所能描述的范围。
So let's move on to the second sentence, which kind of gives one of the grim realities and results of this excessive exams and exceeding adult work hours. It says, compared to the past, students who have long endured academic stress are found to have a significant increase in thoughts of committing suicide.
这句的中文是呢，与过去相比，长期承受课业压力的学生被发现在自杀念头上面有了显著的增加。那时态一样，好，是个事实，所以我们要用现在简单式来描述这个事实。
So we're making a comparison here, which is why we use this phrasal verb compared to. A compared to B. We're looking at two things and we're looking, how are they the same? How are they different? And so on. We're comparing the situation now to the past and saying things are different. We're not saying why it's different from the past. We're not saying what about the past. Maybe there were fewer exams, shorter hours. Maybe it was just without social media and the internet, there didn't seem to be as much pressure. We don't know. We don't say what is causing these additional thoughts of suicide compared to students in the past. That, again, is a big, long topic that would have to be dived into. We're just giving the facts here. And here's another fact using compared to. Compared to Taipei, Taidong is much more relaxed. Life there moves at a slower pace.
当我们要用来比较相较两事物的时候呢，我们可以用这样子的句型 compared to 或是 with a 逗号之后，再把 b 这件事情写出来，再接上动词。那中文是相较于 a， b 是如何如何的。那我们也可以用片语 in comparison to or with 来比较两件事物之间的差异。所以呢，我们可以放在这样子的句子里面。第一个是 compared with his previous works， the author's latest novel is much more complex。与这位作者先前的作品相比，他最近的这一本小说要复杂的多。或者是呢，我们可以用 in comparison to traditional methods， the new technique saves a considerable amount of time。相较于传统方法，新技术节省了相当多的时间。
So next we have the word endure, which means to suffer from something or struggle with some kind of negative situation or a health problem for a long time. Now if you endure it, you put up with it, you carry on and don't quit or change, but it's not much fun. Often you would endure something until you just have had enough and you break and you can't endure it anymore, and that usually ends with quite a big explosion. Like in this kind of sentence, I've endured your lies long enough. I'm leaving you.
Oh no! 所以承受、经历、忍受，我们除了可以用动词 endure 之外呢，也可以用 suffer 加上名词或是 go through， 那受词呢常常都是不好的事或是经验哦，像是 stress 压力、痛苦 pain 受伤 injury 这些都会常被加在这些动词的后方。所以呢，我们也可以说像是这样的句子： It's common to go through difficult times in life, but they can make you stronger. 在生活中经历困难时期是很正常的，但它们可以让你变得更坚强。
Sadly, difficult times can also break you. And that's kind of what the last part of this sentence is about, because the big difference that is being highlighted between the past and the present is that more students are thinking about killing themselves to escape the punishment of long school hours, endless tests, and too much homework and academic pressure. And that's killing themselves, is that's what we mean by committing suicide. Now, we should mention here that some suicide, like experts, health professionals, people who try and provide help, they disagree with the use of commit in this kind of sentence. Their feeling is that the word commit is often used about things like crimes. People commit murder, commit robbery. And while suicide used to be a crime and used to be thought in a really negative way, went against religion, we're trying to push the idea that it's not a crime. It's like a cry for help. It's if things are that bad, people need help and they should be helped and given treatment and given anything that they need. So it's a tragedy, not a crime. So these health professionals prefer language like take one's own life, kill themselves, rather than just the verb commit. They would say they would consider suicide, that kind of thing. So here's an example that does use commit, because we do need to teach you how it's used. Kurt Cobain was a famous musician who committed suicide.
好，自杀呢，我们可以用 commit suicide， 但刚刚 Pat 有解释到呢，这个 commit 这个动词呢，最近哈近年来不被提倡，因为它后方通常都是加负面的，比如说 crime 啊，就是犯罪这样的事情，但是自杀其实也不是犯罪，对不对？所以呢，会比较倾向说kill oneself, 或是 end one's life, 或者是 take one's own life. 所以呢，我们可以放在这样的句子里面。Lena had been battling mental health issues for years before she decided to take her own life. 在决定结束自己的生命之前呢， Lena 已经与心理健康问题搏斗多年了。
So that brings us to the end of the article, but we should of course say that if you are suffering from excessive exams, endless school hours, that kind of thing, do talk to somebody, do talk to your parents, do talk to teachers, do, you know, if you need to get your parents to find you an appointment with some kind of therapist or health professional who can help you, you know, talk to your friends and get support, older sisters, cousins, aunts, uncles, whoever. Do so. You know, you're not alone. Even if you feel like you're struggling, do find somebody who can help you. There will be other ways to make things better. And that brings us to the end of the article. Thanks very much for listening. For English Digest, I'm Pat.
I'm Elsie.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.